Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to the show podcast. It's the Big Party Show podcast. All right, here's the gig. Go ahead and reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And then also there's a handy-dandy phone number. It's 402-915-0962. That is the party line. Yep. So we take them all. And this week, next week, and the following week, the whole month, rest of the month of September, we have tickets to the Omaha Whiskey Fest, VIP tickets. Yes. Okay. VIP tickets. So basically, in the end, what's going to happen is you're going to listen on Wednesday's podcast. We're going to give you a keyword. If you're familiar with what we do with the Maha, it's the same deal. What you're going to do is you're going to get that keyword. You're going to go to bigpartyshow.com, powered by Blythewood, and you're going to enter that keyword in the contest section. That's pretty much simple and easy. So, yeah, and then we'll draw winners every week.
Draw somebody. So every we've got pairs of tickets. This is – and the access that you get –
it's huge.
Yeah. Really great. You get to go early. You get into all like the fun tasting rooms.
Yeah.
So you truly do get like a VIP experience with these. VIP. This is no joke.
Yeah. So tune in. All right. Because it's happening on October 4th. Okay. It's downtown Hilton, Omaha. All right. So, yeah, just tune in and get that keyword. And then, yeah. And that's it. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. It's Motivational Monday. You ready to get this thing going, Momo?
We all need
some motivation, don't we?
Listen to this every morning. I am ready. Nothing can stop me. I will not be defeated. I am a champion. I have a clear goal. I have a clear mission. I have a meaningful purpose. And I believe in myself.
Yes, you
do. I could use that.
Are you having a day?
It's just one of those things where it's like Sunday. Okay, so we record this on Sunday. This is going to air on Monday. Yeah. And I absolutely am victim to the Sunday scaries.
Okay.
I just,
because
I have two school age kids. So it's just this looming feeling of like another week at the grind. So it's like, did everybody do their homework? Is everything ready for school to start in the morning? Do I have stuff for lunches? Do they have clean uniforms? Like, it's just, it's like this running tally in my head.
Yeah, sure.
So it's, that's all. Like, so it's like you wake up Sunday and you're like, oh,
God,
even though I'm not the one who has to wear the uniform or study for the test.
Yeah, of course.
It like still falls on me to like make sure all this stuff is happening.
Okay. All right. So you wake up with stress on a Sunday. I do not.
Yeah, you're just living your best Sunday life.
I'm living my everyday life is what I am. I mean, I spent the last, 22 years living exactly how you live right now on a Sunday. But that was every stinking day except for Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Now I don't. People, don't let it get to you, especially if it's every day. So I can see your point. On that,
it's like you've got this running tally. I know that anybody listening that's in the same boat, and it's not even just kids. Like if you've got a gig, like you and I were saying, like, for 22 years, we did that. If you have a job that's also like, oh man, I got to face that Monday. It's like that ticking time. Like you just see sands through the hourglass.
Yeah,
so
it's not
like
fun.
That time to wake up. You're like, no.
It is not fun at all. So yeah, I totally get it. So, all right, there's your motivation for the day then, Molly.
I love it.
You need another one? I got all kinds of stuff for you.
I'm never going to say no to more motivation. You usually have some really good ones.
Well, unfortunately, I only have this one. So you're just going to have to hear
Listen
it again.
To this every morning. I am ready. Nothing can stop me. I will not be defeated. I'm a champion. I have a clear goal. I have a clear mission. I have a meaningful purpose. And I believe in myself.
I believe.
I believe I can fly.
All right. So someone won the lottery. There's a lot of things happening. First of all, it's been a great weekend. Huskers smoked Akron.
Wow. I mean,
we knew they would, but by 68 points, first shutout in like, God, I don't even know. I think they're saying 16 years or something.
It was pretty remarkable.
Maybe 13 years. That was a long time since we've shut out a team. And then there's a proposal out of it, too.
Sweet.
Yes, that was great. So congratulations to Luke. He proposed after. He's been planning this thing, I guess, since this summer. You know, he talked to Coach Rule
about it.
You could
tell his teammates were really rooting for him. Like, the teammates behind were like, they knew it was going to happen.
No, they didn't. Only a couple knew. during the whole process of it. And then I think the word kind of spread, and I think Rule threw something out as well because he wanted to make sure that it was okay with Rule. And so, yeah, they made it happen. Yeah. Love. He caught the first touchdown pass, and then he proposed, and now it's love.
And she's a cheerleader? Like, it doesn't get more Americana than that. It looked like she was a cheerleader.
She's part of the dance, like a dance squad, I think, of some sort. Yeah, you know how that works.
That she's wearing cheerleaders a fancy.
Cheerleaders don't like to be called vice versa, and you know, with the dance squad
as well.
So yeah. Step back, girl.
All I saw was a really cool looking like sideline outfit, which didn't.
Yeah, it was fun. What a great game. That was a good time. So yeah, Akron went, you know, pansy ass.
Akron. That's what I kept going. Hey, Akron. Peter's like, where is this from? I'm like, come on. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, he's not going to know. But all right, then we have the lottery winner. We got two lottery winners. You look at that. That's pretty awesome. Probably won't find out who they are. The winners are in, looks like the winners are two different places, Missouri and Texas. So they got to split it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like one point, what did it end up being? 1.6, 1.8?
$1.8 billion. Yeah. Dollars.
I mean,
so they're getting paid anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, totally. I don't mind splitting.
I think the one time out is like $400 and some million that they're going to get.
The one time payout?
Yeah, the one time payout. So, yeah.
Which they should probably take. So, I just read a story, Publishers Clearinghouse, you know, for the longest time, they were the ones that showed up to your house with a check.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can make $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. And you were like, payday. Well, if you chose for that option, you might be waking up with $0 in the bank account. Publishers Clearinghouse filed for bankruptcy.
Okay.
And now the new company that bought them is not going to honor the $5,000 a week for the rest of your life.
I have not heard the word Publisher Clearinghouse in so long. The last time I remember Publisher Clearinghouse, and I always thought it was they never gave out money. I mean, they show up with balloons. Dude. I don't think I've ever seen the Publisher Clearinghouse van cruising through any neighborhood in person. And they show up with the balloons at your front door and hand you a big old check. I do remember the time where somebody was, I don't know if they're dumpster diving or what, but do you remember this?
No.
They found thousands of entries because you have to mail it in.
Like, yeah, you have to mail it in.
And you have to mark on the outside of it. I mean, I think we've all done this. Mark on the outside if you subscribe to any of the magazines or not. So apparently they threw them all away if you didn't subscribe.
Okay. Well, they
that made the news. And then they publicly had to give it away now. So that's when I'm like, all right, now you're forced to give away $1 million. I don't know if anyone's ever won. But all right. So apparently someone has because of the bankruptcy.
So here's the deal.
Right?
So people win. I mean, you know, so each year. So the last guy, there was a guy that won in 2019 and he took the one-time payout. He got $3 million instead of the $5,000 a week for the rest of his life. And he's fine. He got his $3 million. He's done. There's this other guy, though, in Oregon who won, I don't know, 2000, whatever. And he's been getting like basically $280,000 a year. They give him a one-time check for the whole year for the $5,000.
Wow.
So the deal is that before COVID, Publishers Clearinghouse was doing okay. Post-COVID, they have not been doing okay. And they just had to spend millions of dollars because they were in trouble for the fact that they made people believe that they had to sign up for stuff in order to win the sweepstakes. So
they're in trouble again. Okay.
So they did get caught on that and they had to pay out to the feds. And so then that was like the final nail in the coffin. So this guy in Oregon is like going to have to sell his house and all this stuff. He's like, he's hosed. I mean, he's been getting it for like the last 20 years. So at this point he's like, I'm retired. I mean, I get $200,000 a year. I bought a house. I retired from my job because I basically get an income every year and that stops now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And so a lawyer was like, they have to sue. They would have to like sue as a creditor to Publishers Clearinghouse. And they're like, they'll never get their money. There'll be so many other people ahead of them to get their money. Like the fact that they want $5,000 a week for the rest of their lives is like too bad. So that's always my fear though, when they have those like take the one time buyout
That's what most people do on the lottery, I think, because what happens if something happens, you know?
That's what I thought. I always, you know, and they say like, well, they take quite a chunk and you've got to pay a bunch of taxes. I'm like, at least it's money in hand. If suddenly something goes sideways in a year,
yeah,
like you're never going to see that money again. And especially when you're talking about as much money as this is, $1.8 billion, like I want to cash out because I don't know how sustainable $1.8 billion is every year for this company.
And then be real. Let's be realistic, too, because we don't know how long we're going to live. Right? Right.
I mean, take it to the dark side. But
well,
yes,
it's true. No. So, I mean, if you take the payment for the next 30 years, for example, on the lottery thing, which gains interest. I don't know if you can. I know you can actually give it to someone else.
You can, like, you could leave it to somebody, like inheritance-wise?
Yeah.
It'd have to be like a family. Spouse.
Yeah, it'd be like a spouse. It'd be like your typical insurance, you know, deal. Yeah, you can do that. But my thing also is that, I mean, what if you guys die together, right? Then the money doesn't go to your kids. That's important. So anyway, take the lump sum. Don't do the payments because most likely once you make that decision and say all of a sudden a month or a year later, you find out that you have like 6 months to live. You can't change your mind.
No, you cannot.
So there.
You can't. I mean, that's a darker reason.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I don't trust the corporation. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
for sure.
I don't want to put it on me that I'm going to die, though. You know, yes, 30 years at this point.
That's a long time.
A wish.
Yeah.
But I will say that it more concerning to me is the fact that it's just so volatile.
Yeah.
That a company could suddenly be like, we're out, and then they don't owe you anything. And I'm like, sure. I want what you owe me. I'll figure it out.
I didn't publish your clearinghouse. My God, I haven't heard of that.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Did you ever enter? I've entered. I think I may have even ordered a magazine or two or something like that, thinking that that would make the difference. So it couldn't have been a scam, obviously.
No, they really did pay people out. No, they really did. And so what they were saying is the company that bought them,
mm-hmm.
they're still doing it. Okay. I mean, because the company that bought them was like, we will honor anybody that won since we acquired the company. Like, you still get your money. It's everybody who was on the payroll before this company bought them out of bankruptcy. Those people are hosed. So people who have already been enjoying it for years and years and years and years and years, they're the ones that are like, nope, no more. Like, so the check didn't come. And the thing is that they didn't tell them. They didn't tell them. They had to find out. They're like, why isn't the check come? And they're like, oh, no check's coming.
That's even worse.
They filed for bankruptcy and a new company bought them and they didn't send them any kind of like heads up.
I'm guessing they have something in the agreement that, you know, if financial things happen, they can change at any given time. I don't know. I haven't seen I don't get it in the mail. When's the last time? I mean, how do you win?
Online, probably. It's probably all shifted to online. I can't tell you the last time I saw a piece of like Publisher's Clearinghouse mail at the house. I have no idea. I mean,
yeah, I don't.
Do people still mail it in? I mean, it seems like the kind of people that would want to win Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Old people
would still be using the mail.
Old people. Older people, we'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that won those states, both those states, that they're not required to show their faces at all. They can remain anonymous. I always like to find out who it is to kind of see what kind of lifestyle do they deserve it, stuff like that. You know, because you want to see somebody that especially that kind of money that really, really needs it. Not a guy that owns a few houses and you know what I mean. It's like
right.
Come on.
You'd like to see it go to somebody where it's really going to make a difference in their life. Not just like, well, I guess I get more of the already big pie that I had.
Yeah. Your life hasn't changed, you know, what would you buy? What would be the first thing you bought though? I mean, I just wonder what that
house.
I wonder what that feeling would be like to, I mean, I would find out the next day, of course, because I don't watch it. I don't even know when it's drawn.
You're supposed to, like, I was reading about it today. So they say, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
If you don't have to get an estate attorney and like a financial advisor,
the big thing
to do is they're like, if don't buy anything big, they're like, pay off all your debt, pay off all your debt first, and then just start from there. Because once you're debt free, then you truly are like in a breathing space.
Then
so that
move,
was the biggest thing. So change your
phone number.
Move
away.
Yeah. Stop returning family members' phone calls.
Yeah. All that fun stuff.
Change your number.
They said that you were more likely to get struck by lightning than win this thing. You're more likely to get eaten by a shark than win this thing. I saw some people on the news talking about it, and he said, I can't believe we all get so excited to try to win something that we have no chance of ever winning. And I looked at the sweet one, and I'm like, why is he saying stupid stuff? That's stupid, because two people just won. What does that mean? No chance of winning?
Billions of tickets.
But still, two people won. People win. Did Peter buy a ticket?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't think
God.
He bought one this time around, because usually he showboats.
Why? Okay.
Usually he goes, you know, when it's on a weekend like this, he usually buys it when he's on his way home from the office.
Well,
day when he went to buy it, he was on his way home from the office and the machine wasn't working at the place that he stops.
Okay. All
so
right.
So he doesn't sucks. Like usually go out and get it. Like it's like, hey, I'm stopping on my way home. I'll go ahead and buy a ticket.
But did he work on Friday? Because it's Saturday.
He worked from home on Friday.
Okay. All right.
So
it could have been you guys. You should really ride him right now.
Buddy. He'll be like, it was Missouri and Texas. I'd be like, that could have been Illinois. You don't know. We'll never know.
Yeah. Missouri and Texas. Congratulations.
That's pretty cool.
What else?
What do you buy first?
On?
What do you and Wylene do first?
Change my phone number. A lot of people get
What would you buy?
I don't even know what I would buy. I don't know. I don't have a clue. I don't think I spend like that. I wouldn't immediately go out and buy. You know what I'd buy? I'd buy a nice pair of shoes. I need a pair of shoes right now.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. I won $1 billion.
Well,
oh my God.
You still got to have stuff.
Dude, I would be like, I bought a ticket to the moon. I'd be like, I'm going to the moon. That's what I'm doing. I mean, seriously, like if I won, I would be like at a travel agency. I'd be like, I want to go to Antarctica. I want to see penguins. I want to go on safari. I want to see elephants. Like
You're the people that spend all the money quickly and
no travel. Travel's
live,
not
live
really
with
spending.
Regret. Travel's spend. And you got to spend.
Yeah, but it's
first
worth
of
it.
All, Wylene has a job, so you know she's not just going to quit.
No,
her job. You know, so there's that. So that's going to be an issue. But yeah, our trips would become much better. Of course. I mean, that's natural. I mean, you just won $450 million.
Practical about this dream. It's a dream.
Listen to you. You said you're going to go to the moon and you hate space. That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. That just shows you how crazy.
Money gone. What happened?
I went to the moon. Everyone's like, well, that
money
sounds
gone.
Pretty cool. I'd be like, right. Yeah, I didn't have any money to begin with, but I had enough money for a brief window of time where I got to go to the moon. Not very many people got to do that.
It's time. It's time for the word of the day, Molly.
Oh, boy.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not.
Hello there, friends. It's time for another poop word of the day. Today, instead of saying you're going to go take a poop, just say you're going to go salt away a mud slug.
What is a mud slug? A mud slug.
It's type of poop.
I know that. Dumb. But a mud slug has to be some sort of a
no
it's, creature.
No, it's just a slug, but he's calling it a mud slug. But a slug, if you put salt on it, makes it die. You can't salt slugs. That's how you get rid of them.
How do you know this? That's great.
I thought it was like pretty. Yeah, salting a slug, that's like their kryptonite.
Okay. Kill them. So like that's what you have to do then. You have to go.
Yeah, when people get like slugs in their yard, you gotta like go out there and salt them.
But they're so adorable. They're not. Yeah, they are. They got those little antlers.
Antennas. Yeah. They're cute until they're eating all your yard. And then you're like, nope. Bye.
All right. So that's the word of the day. So if you ever have to run out, you know, it's just a lot easier to just tell somebody, especially if it's your boss, that you have to go salt a mud slug. Gross.
Mm-hmm. If your boss is like, I've never heard of mud slug. Like, well,
don't explain.
You
it.
Need to listen yeah. to the big party show on sure. account of the fact that you will find out real fast yeah. whether you want to or not. If you're anything like Molly, you yeah. didn't want to know.
All right. So there you go. All right. What is up with the blood moon? Why can't we see this moon? What's going on?
It's only Southern Hemisphere. Another reason that you want to win the lottery. You can just go all over the place. Follow that blood moon. Could.
There you go. So what is it's? Why can't we see it? It's a moon. It's up in the sky.
It's because of where the Earth. It's how the Earth rotates and where we are on the axis. And so right now, the way that the Earth is tilted, we don't get that same coverage that they do. So, you know, it's like when you get a total eclipse of the sun, it's not everywhere on the planet that gets the eclipse. There's just, remember, there's just that one area where yeah. there's the eclipse. The other side of the world isn't seeing it. We're on the right side. So this is how it works for the blood moon. They're getting the lunar eclipse. We are not. We're on the wrong side.
All right.
So I was like messaging with my friend in New Zealand. I'm like, heads up.
Did you tell him about the blood?
I told her about the blood moon. And she's like, it's cloudy. And I was like, you can still put that water out, girlfriend. She's like, is she what familiar water is with this?
Oh, it's the moon water.
Moon water. She's on board. Okay. You know what's weird? Yeah.
What's that?
It's Father's Day in New Zealand this weekend.
Is it really? That's interesting.
Yeah. I figured she's like, is it Father's Day where you're at? I was like, no, it's in June. She's like, yeah, it's Father's Day this weekend. My dad's coming down and my husband. And I was like, are you kidding me? So it was like so weird that they have like a different Father's Day. I was like, no, it's not Father's Day here. And it's also like they're a day ahead of us. So I always have to pay attention to like today I sent her a note. I was like, happy Monday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So have you ever been to New Zealand?
No, that's one of the places that I would go if I won the lottery.
If you won the lottery, yeah.
About 10 years ago, I did a deep dive on going to New Zealand.
Okay.
So when that movie Prometheus came out,
yeah,
that was like a lot of that was not Prometheus, Covenant was filmed in New Zealand. And I was like, where is this? This is gorgeous. I got to go. And so I did a deep dive and it's this national park on the southern tip of New Zealand is where they shot this. It's like really remote. And I'm going to go. And so I looked into like flights to New Zealand and how much it would cost. It's really cost prohibitive.
Oh, I'll bet.
It is not a cheap ticket.
All right, so here's some fun facts. I guess I always thought, I never really thought of it actually. But now that you brought it up, now I'm thinking of it on when Father's Day is, because I thought it was all the same as every, like, all right. So USA, Canada, France and South Africa is the same day.
Okay. England's different. I know England and Ireland are different.
Well, it says March 19th in Spain, Italy, and Portugal. And then the first Sunday of September, which is going on now in New Zealand, is also, they do the same thing in Australia. Uh-huh. And August 8th is Taiwan. I almost said Tyran. What is Tyran?
Tyran. Like it's a brand new country we just made up now. Mudslug.
Mudslug.
We're creating all kinds of new stuff on today's show.
Look at that. That's pretty nice.
I know. Isn't that wild? She's
it is.
Hey, what are you doing to celebrate Father's Day? I was like, you're like months late. I'm like, we did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing. Well, happy
Father's Day.
Did the
kids do anything for Father's Day? I was like, no.
Yeah.
We got him barbecue.
Hey, did they even remember your birthday? I guess I never followed back on that. I never circled back.
My daughter wished me happy birthday. My son never at any point said happy birthday to me.
That'll change later. That'll change later.
2 out of 3 of the people that I share a house with wish me happy birthday. My son, just a day.
Not even a thing. Isn't that crazy? I guess that's just the way it is.
I should do payback when it comes to be his birthday. Be like, what?
Yeah. Well, the youngest.
Today?
So I didn't get a birthday wish.
Got one from the boys?
Well, this is what's funny. Okay. All of a sudden, I'm getting blown up by Oliver, Madison, his wife, and Colin at the same time.
They must have talked. Or Wylene Wylene sent him a text and was like, shame on both of you. He has been so good to you and you forgot his birthday.
I looked at her and I said, did you remind them?
What? It's my,
because this is at night.
Uh-huh. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, babe. I think they just remember. My boys are so good like that. You're like, let me see your phone.
She did. She told him. She admitted. She reminded him. How funny how those roles have reversed. And then Oliver sends me a thing going, yeah, your present's coming. It's supposed to come today. But I'm like, I said, dude, I have you guys. I don't need a birthday present. Don't worry about it.
You're like, too late. I already put you on the petty list. Fed you special. And then you came over again.
No, it's all right. It is what it is. I mean, God. All right, so we got no dumb questions. Let's get a couple of these in real quick. Is the S or the C silent in scent? Scent like as in smell.
Yeah. The C is silent.
Scent?
Scent.
C? S?
No, the C is silent.
C? Scent.
Like I sent a note.
Or C? I give me a scent. So
that's dead.
I'm thinking the S
Nobody
is silent.
Nobody even has pennies anymore.
I'm thinking the S is silent. This is me because of the fact that if you take the S away, it still sounds the same as a penny. Scent.
If you take the C away, it still sounds the same as scent, like a letter.
Okay. So
you're
that's
thinking
a
of money,
tough one.
And I'm thinking of mail.
Yeah, you are.
He's pretty right.
That's a tough one. I guess you're right. Which one is it? It could be either or.
I would leave out the C.
I would leave out the S. All right.
Because scent, C-E-N-T, is such a distinct thing.
Yeah. So
like it's so.
I sent that.
Send
I agree.
It all. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think it's the C that you can just be like, chuck that. Nobody noticed. Yep.
Get out of here. All right. What is the worst ever pizza topping? People, if you want to respond to any of these, you can. You can just reach out to us at bpcrasher@gmail.com.
The worst ever pizza topping?
Uh-huh. I would say myself would be eggs.
Oh, you don't like it when they like crack an egg on there?
No, I don't like, this is pizza. They don't crack eggs on pizza. They put
they do that in Italy,
eggs. Though. Okay. Well, this is like scrambled eggs. Well, I'm thinking of a breakfast pizza. I can't stand
them. Oh, okay. I'm talking about like when you get like a savory pizza and they'll like crack an egg and it's like one of the things that is like on there.
I've never seen that. I didn't know that. Okay. Wow, that sounds good,
I would
good,
have
though.
To go with, for me.
Anchovies, sardines?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's second right there. A lot of people hate pineapple. I don't mind pineapple. I just don't
eat
it.
I don't either. I don't mind Hawaiian pizza. I really don't. People who like Hawaiian pizza, they are like rabid about it. Like if somebody's a Hawaiian pizza eater, that is the pizza that they eat.
Yeah, that's
theirs. There's always like, it seems like whenever you're, it's not that often, but like sometimes when you're ordering for a group, you know, somebody's like, I really like Hawaiian pizza. You're like, I bet you do. Why don't you just say you want a pizza to yourself? Yeah. That's basically what you're saying. I want a whole pizza. Because no one else is going to eat it. Like,
not a soul. I mean, no.
I also want, I mean, so basically, Hawaiian pizza is there's maybe one other person in a group that'll be like, I'll have some, I don't care. And I'm that person. Like, I'll have some, I don't care. But there are people that feel very strongly that that is about not that. A pizza. That like the Hawaiian pizza is an absolute atrocity. That Why is a crime against food. I don't know.
That
Some people just have really strong opinions about.
You know, my favorite pizza is pepperoni.
I do like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I really love it. And you're going to love this story. So I went to Costco. I was in the area and I stopped in there real quick and picked something up. And I
Cheating on Sam's. Okay.
Well, I go to both. It depends on what I want. Like if I want organic stuff for Wylene, I'll go straight to Costco, which is just easier because it's all there. And also a lot of gluten-free options. But anyway, I decided, well, I'm going to eat something real quick. A pepperoni pizza sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a few days ago, I had a pepperoni pizza at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Okay. So my cholesterol is obviously very bad. But it's
You're
a
like,
crime.
I'm opportunity. At my pizza quota for the so week.
I was looking at this pizza at Costco, mm-hmm. and I took a bite. I'm like, oh my God, this pizza is really stinking good. And I can only compare the two now because of the fact that I just had Sam's the other day. Okay.
Right.
Now, Sam's pizza is a little drier than, I mean, they're both different pizza. Everyone has a different pizza. So mm-hmm. I posted on the Costco Omaha fan page and said, breaking news, if I had to eat one pizza for the rest of my life, Sam's Club, sit down, Costco, you're the champ. I was only comparing the two, right?
What happened? You fired up something. You
These
have
Costco
a way.
People no are way. Mean. They are mean. One guy said, you need to get out more, expand your pizza horizon.
You're like, this is the Costco page. We're just supposed to be talking about Costco. This isn't the Pizza Omaha page where it would be a little sad if I were like, best pizza in Omaha's Costco. You're like, we are literally on a site dedicated to this store and it's...
They were just
items.
Like, someone said, is this a paid advertisement? I'm like, all I'm saying is your pizza's good. Why, you guys are.
You have a real polarizing way on
I do.
Boards. There's something
I
about
do.
You.
I don't know what it is. And then someone said, I took a picture of it and I, you know, posted it too. And someone had the gall to say, that's not a Costco pizza. And I was wanted to respond and go, who are you? You're on this page and you don't even recognize this pizza?
Who the heck do you think you are, miss, sir? That is a Costco pizza.
Oh.
Do I need to have the Costco yes. sign in the background for you to believe me?
Yeah.
A location
anyway.
Stamp?
There you go.
Well, it sounds like you had a busy weekend. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to step on your good
I think I probably should have said, between the two.
Been a little bit more specific with your wording
yeah,
as opposed to
I
best
so.
Pizza ever. Yeah. Like, this guy is sad. So sad.
Very much so. So anyway.
It's been Pizza Palooza at our house this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, I had pizza last night for the game, but yeah.
3 days worth of pizza
yeah.
for you?
Yeah, well, wow. Wylene wanted to eat pizza, and I had a couple slices. But ours, it was homemade stuff. But so you had pizza this weekend too? I mean, a lot
yeah,
of
we ordered or... out. We did the Friday night pizza. That always reminds me of childhood.
Mm. Yeah.
Pizza was always Friday nights. You'd have like soccer games and then you'd go out for pizza.
Yeah.
Or you'd get it, you know what I mean, and take it home. But usually you went out. So there'd be like pitchers of pop. You'd like okay. shake your parents down for quarters to go play in the video games and then just eat like Godfather's
Where do you...
and Johnny Sorrentino's.
What was your go-to?
So we ordered from this place called Angelo's. It's in the neighborhood right. where we live in Chicago. And it's okay. really good pizza. And the kids got pepperoni, but Peter ordered the special one for us, which we get sausage, green peppers, mushroom, and onion.
Okay. That sounds delicious. I could
it's
eat that
so
right
good.
Now.
It really is good.
Okay.
I never used to like mushrooms on pizza. Like it was
I
one
do.
Of those things where I would pick them off. And
oh,
I don't
really?
Know what changed for me. But well, in the last couple of years, I like them. They can't be the big chunks. They've got to be like the thin slices.
Yeah, because they have the with one of the big chunks, they have the texture of a mud slug.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You're like, are there slugs on this pizza? Like, I don't know. Do you want a piece of my Hawaiian? You're like, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, good.
Gosh, I guess I'm getting this whole Hawaiian pizza to myself.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming? Like you did when you ordered it, jackass. You did that on purpose.
I feel sorry for Wylene because she can't eat gluten-free. We can't order pizza out. I mean, it's all that stuff. And
they have gluten-free pizza out, though.
Yeah, but her sensitivity is way too high to risk it, you know, because she's got the gluten allergies. So, and if they're sticking it in the same oven, then there's risk. So she doesn't. We just don't risk it at all. Okay. I love pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love Domino's. Like, you got me on to Little Caesars.
Yeah, right? Little Caesars is what the kids like. I'm like, we live in Chicago. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, but that's a good pizza. It really is a good pizza. When I had it for the first time this year because of you, I was amazed at how fresh the veggies absolutely were on there.
You need to be a food critic. The way you talk about food is with such glowing admiration.
That's because food is good.
It is the freshest. Like the way everything is always like, this was the best. This was the freshest.
Not everything.
No, not everything. But when you like something, you like go all in. Oh my God. The servings.
You had
me so much.
Molly, you had me thinking about it after I ate it. And then they have, what is that called? You can just stop in and grab a pizza. Mm-hmm. I have not done that yet. I think you've said something about it. So they obviously just have pizzas already made. You can just go in there and grab it like anywhere else.
No, I mean, sometimes, but like what I do is I order ahead.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
That's easy. And then they give you, so there's like this pizza. It's this oven that you go in when you walk in the shop and you press in your PIN number and one of the doors opens pizza. And you grab your, it literally
says pizza.
It does. Like,
oh, that's genius.
Like, yeah. And so like you grab it out of there and it just opens for you. So you'll see your name at the top and they'll tell you like which door it's going to come out of and you and then it like comes out and you get it. Cause we always get pizza and breadsticks. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that's it. I mean, usually I walk in and I walk out. It's like 2 seconds. Like I don't even talk to a human.
Okay. What's your take on, welcome to Food Talk, by the way. What's your take on a taco pizza?
Love it.
I think Godfather's has one of the best, right? I don't know if anyone else has one, right? No, you can't. Eat it and let it go. That's what it is. Yeah.
That lettuce does not keep.
No. Not if you want to sit on the, not if you want to go salt the mud slug.
That's the only drawback about taco pizza is again, unlike the Hawaiian pizza, there aren't a lot of people that like the taco pizza, but you got to make sure that you've got enough that it doesn't go to waste. Cause you, unlike the Hawaiian pizza, which you can eat the next day, you cannot.
I want to know
over the taco pizza. It's just, it does not, it is not hold up. It is not the same.
So the best taco pizza, there's Romeo's.
I don't think they have taco pizza. I think they just have tacos, period. Pizza, period. Because you can get a pizza there or you can get a taco there. It's a Mexican.
But you can get a taco. You can get a taco pizza there.
You can? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd think it'd be the best in the world because, like you said, it's Romeo's with tacos. I don't even know if Pizza Hut has one. People email us and let us know where the best taco pizza is. The only one I've ever had, honestly, is
Godfather's. I don't even think, like I live in Chicago, I don't think I've ever seen taco pizza, like ever. Like, seriously.
Is that a Midwest thing?
I think it's kind of one of those, like, well, so this was the funny thing.
Okay.
When I first moved to Chicago, you know, we are so used to in Omaha, hamburger being a topping. You know what I'm going to get? Like, let's get a hamburger on our pizza. And in Chicago, they're like, what?
They don't do. Like,
no. It's like, you mean sausage? You're like, no, like hamburger, like ground hamburger. And they're like, that's not a topping.
What do you want? Hot dogs? Is there hot dogs on the pizzas there then?
No.
See, what is wrong with Chicago?
But I mean, like, if you look at the list, I mean, I'm sure there's restaurants where you can get hamburger, but like, I remember just getting blank stares. Because we always got, like, we would always go, like, to La Casa and get pepperoni hamburger boat cheeses. Well done. That's the standing Kavanaugh girl order.
Yeah.
My mom, my sister and I, that's their standing order. And that was always a thing, pepperoni and hamburger. And so, you know, when I moved, I mean, again, in New York, they're like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, hamburger? You don't have a hamburger for a topping? They're like, it's called sausage.
Sausage, yeah.
It's not. I'm like, well, no, sausage is sausage, but then you also would have hamburger. They're like, no, we would not.
Please leave the store.
Yeah, please leave the store. Your Omaha is showing. What? No. Do you have pictures of Pop? Oh, no. What did I say? They're like, again, out.
Please leave.
Out. You leave. Dirty Nebraskan.
Leave the store.
Get out of here. We don't have ranch either, so don't even think about asking.
All right, we'll pick this back up in a second here, but right now, this is, if I have to watch this, you do too.
I use my legs to do a walk. I use my hips to make a shake. I use my arms to do a wiggle. Put them all together, it's a wiggle, walk, shake. Wiggle, walk, shake. Wiggle, walk, shake. Wiggle, 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 walk, shake. And that's the heat.
That guy wasn't meant for...
It's a new segment, people.
For long.
I have to watch it. You do, too.
You do? Well, here's another fun segment. We're going to start making this a weekly.
What is that?
The What's movie the I almost finished.
Ooh, I like that. Let's get an intro to that one.
We Maybe. Do need to get an intro.
So somebody be on like
the last
snoring.
Thrilling installment of the movie that I almost finished. We
what is it?
Went ahead and reviewed Superman based on the fact that I did not see the last 15 minutes.
Okay.
So this week, we went and watched a movie called Highest to Lowest. Spike Lee. He directed it. It's got Denzel Washington, Jeffrey Wright, ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV Plus. It was in theaters last month, but now it started streaming. So I was really excited to see it. So basically, Denzel Washington plays like a music exec mogul.
You didn't like this movie? Denzel Washington doesn't do a bad movie ever.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I didn't finish it.
Okay. All right. You fell asleep. Just okay.
That's what happened with Superman.
Okay.
That's what happened with this one.
This one's out.
This has nothing to do with reviews. This just has to do with the fact that I have no idea how these movies end.
Yeah.
But I can give you a review based on the first
15 minutes. Like 40. Okay. That's a heavy cast though. Okay. All right. So what'd you get out of 15 minutes? Is it?
I have no idea how it ends. I fell asleep. They were chasing each other. I don't know if he caught him. I don't know what happened if he did catch him. I don't know if he got away and what he decided to do with the money that he... So the idea is Denzel Washington is this music executive mogul, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. So like big, you know, like Def Jam, that kind of stuff. And somebody kidnaps his son. And then what you find out, they want $17.5 million.
So
he's like putting the money together. He's like, we'll sell off this and do whatever. We'll get the money. We'll make it happen. Well, here's the twist.
What's that?
They grabbed the wrong kid. They grabbed his like cousin.
So you didn't care about him?
Jeffrey Wright, who is like Denzel Washington's best friend and right-hand guy, it's his son. And he's like, so we're still going to pay the $17.5 million. Denzel's like,
You mean you fell asleep during that awful plot? God, how could you? I'm surprised you didn't just leave. I'm surprised you just didn't walk away. Okay, so you would recommend, okay. I love Denzel Washington.
I love Denzel Washington. I would watch him in anything. Sure. And I have. And he does really great work.
Yeah,
I love him. And he's really good in this. It's just Spike Lee is a sort of hit or miss director for me.
Sure.
And this was sort of one of those misses for me.
Okay.
I mean, in spite of Jeffrey Wright, who I also absolutely love, and Denzel Washington, this is the first time they've worked together since Malcolm X. I mean, these two are heavy hitters. So I was like, you had me at these two. And then, pardon?
Insider. Great
Inside.
Movie.
Inside. Oh, I forgot they were in Inside Man. That was Spike. That was Spike Lee, too.
Okay. All right. That was a great movie.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really great movie. That was one of his good ones. This one is like really long, too. It's like over 2 hours. So it's kind of hard to have like a heist movie that's that long. Because at some point you're just like, I don't care anymore. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't know why $17.5 million is the make or break number for you. I thought you were like a big time music mogul. Seems to me that all you would have to do is sell off like one piece of artwork to make this happen. But apparently your money's all tied up somewhere.
Did you watch any of the Equalizers?
I watched the first one.
Oh, you got to watch the other ones. They're good. We just went back to back.
Did you?
On all of them. Yeah, we pulled the train on the Equalizer and watched them all.
Pulled the train.
Watched them all. All right, so back to the questions real quick. What scary wild animal would you domesticate if you could and keep it as a pet?
Oh, like a jaguar or something like that, or like a tiger.
I think they'd all be fun. I think a bear would be pretty cool. Not a big bear, like a giant bear.
I'd want a wild cat. I'd want some kind of wild cat where it would just purr and it would shake everything like while it purred. Like you could like lay up against it and it would almost be like the magic fingers put 25 cents in.
The magic fingers put 25 cents in.
They used to have like that, like motels, hotels where you'd put the money in and the bed would shake.
Oh yeah, vibrating magic bed.
Fingers. Yeah.
That's a sex thing. Fingers. That's what those are for, not for massages. Absolutely.
No.
The vibrating bed. You thought that was a massage thing? Yeah, it's a massage thing when you're with two people.
No, we had one at a Holiday Inn.
What sketchy holiday? Did you get bed bugs with it?
No, it was like in Norfolk, Nebraska. We stayed in a Holiday Inn, I remember, as a kid. And we were like shaking down our parents for 25 cents so we could sit on the bed.
I'll bet.
Nobody said anything about out.
Well, I guess you're a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. It was fun. It was weird.
Parents aren't going to tell you what I just told you.
I guarantee magic you fingers. Go to that place. My parents aren't dirty birds like you.
Well, that's what it is.
Is that what you used it for?
No, I've never seen one. I've only heard of them before. I've never.
And how do you know?
Because.
You say it with such certainty. As
that's
if
the
you,
way. That's what it
it's
is.
It's awfully quick off the mark. I'm just saying. You're pulling this pretty like it's recent.
Magic
memory.
Fingers.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
Magic fingers.
We'll stick with that.
Because it's a massage. It's not anything kinky. I'm sure you can use anything.
Kinky. Sure. Yeah.
Leave it to you to find the basest. Way to ruin a childhood memory of a snowstorm. Yeah, and a shaky bed. I didn't even get to sleep in the shaky bed. I didn't pull the right.
You wouldn't like, want number. To. You're not going to want to sleep in
there. There were so many of us kids. We were all locked in one room.
Okay.
It was a snowstorm and we were like
magic
lucky
fingers.
To get, we were lucky to get. So I ended up sleeping in under the vanity in the bathroom. That was my bed. That was my bed for the night.
I'm glad I ruined your childhood memory because yours sounds awful. Did you at least have a pillow? I mean, you're underneath the vanity.
I think I used my coat.
What is that? What happened? What?
We were stuck in a blizzard. We were on our way up to Clearwater, Nebraska to visit a family friend who had a farm.
Okay.
We'd go up there all the time, go horseback riding. We'd stay with there and freak storm. It was like an Easter weekend.
Okay. And magic, see again, magic fingers. And
we had to pull over. There was like one room left at the Holiday Inn because all these people had pulled over. And so it was Kavanaugh Palooza. It was like my dad, my aunt, might have been my grandma. I mean, there were like seriously, and like 10 Kavanaugh kids, just red hair everywhere.
Who slept in the magic finger bed then?
Well, I think my grandma, my aunt, and
see,
then
they know.
My dad. Probably like
took
I
turns,
can't remember
yeah.
if it was like well I mean I'm sure my dad
adults.
Slept in the other bed like adults got the bed like we weren't gonna
like
make
normal.
Grandma slip underneath the vanity so it was like one of those
You're like, ooh, one of those magic hotel rooms fingers.
Where the vanity isn't in the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about? Where hotels where it's like the vanity and it, there's no drawers or anything underneath it. It's just a counter with a sink. So we slept underneath there. And had our coats.
So Granny got the magic fingers, huh?
Grammy got the magic fingers. And I guarantee you that sweet woman thought it was a fun bed because that was the thing. She knows. Was the one who's like, look, it shakes.
She knows. Granny knows best. Come on. All right. Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. So why does he put on a towel when he gets out of the shower?
Good question.
That is a great question, people. Thank you for that one. Now I'm wondering myself. I don't have an answer for you.
I don't have an answer.
Maybe to dry off. He's just drying off his butt feathers and, you know, and stuff like that. Why doesn't he wear pants? I think he's just drying himself off. Right?
I mean, a bird wouldn't need to wear pants. I think he's just drying himself off.
Okay. All right. If you have an accent, do you have one in your thoughts too? This is from Kim. That's a good one. Mm. So you have an accent. You speak British. In your head, do you speak British?
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying yes to this?
Yeah, I think, you have an accent in your dreams. Didn't you notice when you lived in Germany that you started dreaming in German?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, uh-uh. I didn't know German.
I started dreaming in French.
Really?
Yeah, I would go back and forth. And it was weird because some of the stuff I didn't understand, but I was just like listening to it. You know, I spent so much time just listening to French and it's like exhausting trying to understand another language. But yeah, you'd get to the point where you started like kind of dreaming in that language.
That's an odd question. I would imagine your thoughts would be the same language that you.
Yeah. I mean, like you wouldn't think it was an accent because that's how you talk. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I know.
It's like, I think it would be weird if you were like, I talk like this. And then like in your brain, you talked like this and this is how your brain talked. But like, why wouldn't your mouth talk like that then?
I think they're referring to not language though. I think they're like you just said, I think they're like country.
Yeah. I think accent. That, I think that you would think in the accent in which you speak. Because that's who you are. That's your sound.
All right, last question here. What do you think cave people had nightmares about? God.
Bears.
Everything.
Surprise attacks in the middle of the night, waking up and finding half your village gone. I mean, I think that there's lots of...
Now, are cave people cavemen? Are we thinking dinosaurs? Or are we just thinking cave people in general? And what's a cave person? Just the people that live in caves. Can you imagine that life?
No, I need sunlight.
Yeah.
I never live in a cave.
You'd still get, you'd get drug around by your hair, by your mate. Peter would be dragging you around.
Really? I think that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how it worked.
Yeah.
And then you would be in the cave all the time, mm-hmm. preparing the food, like cooking. Mm. But the caveman would have to
hunt and gather,
and then he'd also get the fire going.
Yeah,
as well.
I was just stupid. I didn't even know how to get a fire going. Waiting in darkness, cold darkness. I can't wait for that guy who pulls my hair to come home, start up the fire. Gee whiz! I wish I were smart enough to figure out how Flint works.
Also, what about the drawings on the wall? Oh,
who do you think's drawn him? The woman bored. Where is he? I'm gonna make him with all these arrows going at him. I'm so mad. I wish he would teach me how to light the fire.
That's how those arrows.
They're like, what is that? She's like,
they always have arrows coming at you. Yeah.
She's like, jerk. Hurry home. Yeah. Bad provider. He's like, oh, come on. The kids see this. Yes, I get all sorts of bad ideas. I'm trying my hardest.
All right. We got what the W, what the Wylene. All right. Are you ready for what the Wylene? Here we go.
It is time to repeat our daily baddie affirmations. So breathe in and breathe out and sing this song after me. I crop dust glitter and shine. I manifest in divine time. When my soul rips a fart, it comes by design. I trust myself in the flow of life. See, the fart is a metaphor for your soul giving off a good frequency. So rip those spiritual toots, bitches. Have a good day.
Hey, that's Wylene. That's her stuff. Woo! What the Wylene? So
really?
Rip those spiritual.
She talks about ripping farts in front of you all the time.
Hey, just because she sends this video to me doesn't mean she that's what she's doing.
Well, I mean, obviously she's by any a spiritual means. Person, so is she ripping farts and going like manifesting?
No, I think that her videos that she's been sending me is because I get a lot of videos from a lot of different people that are, you know, party crashers. Mm-hmm. And that's a variety of other things. But I've noticed that the sweet Wylene's innocence is changing a little bit, because now the majority of her videos lately mm-hmm. have been poop and fart related.
You're ruining her. You've broken that beautiful spirit.
It went from all these.
You wrecked it.
It went from all this inspirational stuff to what you just saw.
You know, I send you videos too. Feel free to stick those in anytime. And they have nothing to do with poop.
They don't?
No. I've sent you fun videos before. I can go through
Why are you you're so butthurt. You're butthurt about Employee of the Month. You're butthurt about videos now.
I feel like I just don't have a voice.
Like you got a voice.
I don't feel like I have a say.
When you get hundreds of videos, I gotta pick. Then it's not as fun if you've seen the videos. You know how that works, mm-hmm. right? It's just not nearly as fun if you see the videos. It's more of a surprise for you and the listeners and supporters of the Big Party Show.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, Molly, if you're not watching, she's wearing a Party Crasher hat. We've got mm-hmm. gear, baby. We've got some gear. And you can get it at bigpartyshow.com. And also, that's the same website you're going to be going to when we give you that keyword mm-hmm. on Wednesday. And we're going to be talking with Zach from Brickway and Lucky Bucket.
Such a great guy.
He's awesome.
Omaha Whiskey Fest coming up October 4th. So this will be your chance to hear from one of the key sponsors, and also your chance to win VIP tickets, which these things are like golden. So you're gonna go ahead, we'll give you the keyword, and then you'll go to bigpartyshow.com, which was created by Bythewood Creative. So tailored solutions built specifically for each client. Think like big agency results without that big agency price tag. Been around since 2015 and does the site for Omaha Whiskey Fest. You want to check out more, maybe get some ideas for what you'd like to work with them on, go to bythewoodcreative.com.
I love our website. It's great. And again, you can get the gear there as well. It just links right to it. And also we have the Fun Factory videos up there also. All right, I'm going to end with something positive, of course. And then we'll roll out of here and we'll see you on Wednesday. But there you go.
This is your daily reminder that life sucks. People are going to piss you off. Just do your best and try to stay out of jail.
God, that's great. Some good stuff.
Let's see.
I met a guy yesterday where he was talking about how he'd never been kicked out of any place. And I was like, really? You've never because I was escorting him somewhere and I was like, it's time for us to leave. Like, you've got to go. He's like, I don't think anybody's ever
kicked him out before, huh? Place.
Yeah. And I was just escorting him. And so I was like, we need to leave if you want to make it to your meeting on time.
And this an important person? What were you doing?
So I was doing a lit fest. I was helping volunteering at the Printers Row Literary Festival in Chicago. And so my job was to escort authors to their different panels. So they would be, you know, speaking to large audiences. And
okay.
So my job to ferry them from the hospitality room to the stage. So I was like, we got to go. And he's like, I don't think I've ever been kicked out of any place. And I was laughing. I was like, really? Like, never in your life? And he's like, no. And I was like, buddy.
You should have threw him out like, you know, the old traditional.
He's like, have you been kicked out? I'm like, have I been asked to leave?
I have.
Yes.
Been. Yeah, I have been.
I have been asked to leave.
Where? I got asked to leave a casino.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid because I overserved. And I was,
you were overserved.
I was overserved. And I think that I don't want to blame it on those guys. I should have known better. But anyway, I was cussing too much at a table, I guess. Oh. And so the guy was like, you got to go. And I think in order to stop a hassle, like a scene, like I was going to make a scene, he said, I'll tell you what, I will buy you dinner. I'll comp you dinner at a restaurant outside of the casino.
Get out of here.
You leave. Yeah. So that's happened twice. Actually.
I was with the group that got asked to leave.
Okay. And that's a casino or?
No,
or somewhere
this was
else?
At a bar. This was at a bar. I was with a group of girls. We were taking a limo and bar hopping. And we had gone to a bar and one of the girls got a little too lively. Something broke. Oops.
Oh, really?
Next thing you know, they're like, you got to go. I was like, hey, let's talk about this.
There's nothing worse than hearing that. You got to go.
They're like, listen, you tell your friends they have to go. And I was like, but they're like, we're talking to you, but all of you need to leave. And I was like, but I haven't done anything wrong. They're like, you're with the people who have.
You got to go.
You have to go. And I'm like, come on.
All right, we're going to leave it with this one more time.
I use my legs to do a walk. I use my hips to make a shake. I use my arms to do a wiggle. Put them all together, it's a wiggle walk shake. Wiggle walk shake. Wiggle walk shake. Wiggle 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 walk shake. And that's
the ground wins.
And that's when we tell him he's gotta go. Time for you to go. All right. Make sure you like, share, review, rate, do all that stuff. The Big Party Show. Thanks for supporting. If it wasn't for you guys, we definitely wouldn't be around. And yeah, that's pretty much it. On Wednesday, again, we're going to have Zach on. And then we're also going to give you a chance, a keyword, and a chance to win VIP tickets to the Omaha Whiskey Fest. All right. So have a great day. And we'll see you on Wednesday. And do yourself good.